Right, got a big one coming up in Northwest Missouri on the KMA video stream on Friday as Nottoway Valley takes on Rockport. We're going to preview the Nottoway Valley side of things here today, talking now with head coach Alan Calfee. And coach, coming to this one 7-0 on the year, I guess, just really just kind of talk a little bit, what have been kind of the things on both sides of the ball that I guess have kind of led obviously to the success you guys have had so far this season?
On the defensive end, we've done a good job up front, and then our linebackers filling and limiting people's run games by making our run fits, and then when we force teams to pass, getting after the quarterback, and then the guys on the back end doing their job covering up those receivers, and then also forcing turnovers. And then on the offensive end, up front, we have done a good job to blocking to let our skill guys get going, and then that's ultimately led to our success.
Sure, and obviously you guys had a tough one on the road last week, Mound City, 44-32 win there for you guys in that one. I guess kind of talk about that game. What'd you like from you guys there in that win?
Early, I honestly thought we did some things that were uncharacteristic. We had a few too many penalties. Once we got settled in, we played a lot better, limiting those penalties. And then also on the offensive end, we had a couple turnovers. And once we took care of the ball and we're taking what the defense was giving us, we were fine. And then ultimately came out on top once we settled in and executed the way we needed to.
Certainly, and on that offensive side this season, I know obviously Braxton McGinnis has been a pretty big guy, pretty big part of that offense for you guys. Over 1,200 total offensive yards for him this year, 28 total touchdowns as well. I guess just kind of talk about him, really what he's kind of brought to the field for you guys this season.
Braxton's a competitive kid. He's going to always try to do what it takes to win. And he's a good decision maker. For the most part, he's going to take what the defense gives him and do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Certainly, on the defensive side, you guys have held teams to just over 13 points a game this season. You guys have also racked up quite a bit of a havoc there in the backfield with tackles for losses and sacks this season. I know Jax Cowden has been a big part of that. Kind of talk about that defensive front, obviously, and kind of disrupting things in offensive backfields.
Yeah, we got Jax Cowden and Tyler Gray on the edges. They've done a very good job of holding down each edge, and then that allows our D tackles to get after it, and then our linebackers are able to, if they can have the D line creating havoc like that, trust their reads and just fill, and then in the back end that makes it easier when you only have to cover guys for a few seconds.
Sure, and obviously you mentioned, of course, another pretty big matchup coming up here on Friday as you guys take on Rockport. Just kind of talk a little bit, obviously, it's a battle of unbeatens as well here on Friday. Kind of talk about what you guys have seen from the Blue Jays this year and what you're kind of expecting to see there on the field coming up this week.
Rockport's offense is big and physical up front. They do a good job running the ball. Brock Seabeck Holmes does a really good job. His O-line does a tremendous job providing gaps for him, and then he does an amazing job finishing runs, so we're going to have to make sure we're sound in our run fits. And then they got Meyer on the edge that can score anytime he touches the ball as well, so defensively we're going to have our hands full, and we're going to have to make sure we play smart, disciplined football. And then their defensive front, the same guys up front are big and physical. We're going to have to make sure we get them blocked up front, and Kidd and Meyer Korth on the back end do a good job. Cook, obviously, at linebacker, has done a good job coming downhill, making his reads, and doing a good job with finishing tackles. And then Meyer Korth, you're going to have to identify where he is because he leads the state in picks, I believe.
Certainly. When it comes to the offensive side of things, what would you see are maybe going to be some keys, obviously, for you guys to be able to get some points going up there and ultimately walk away with the win here this week?
It's going to start up front. We're going to have to do a good job up front. And then take care of the football, execute, and just take what they give us, identify what they're in, and take what they give us and go from there.
Certainly, again, that's Nottoway Valley head coach Alan Calfee. Coach, thank you so much for the time here today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck, of course, coming up on Friday as well.
Thank you.